I got involved with the Iditarod, with Joe May, Libby Riddles, Joe Garney, Victor Katungan, all these guys. I watched them race, Rudy Domoski, Warner Vint, and Joe Reddington, and the Anderson boys from McGrath, and a lot of people, but I can't remember them all right now, but it was pretty interesting in the early days. They used, all these mushers used to stay with at people's homes, so that's how I got involved with the Iditarod. They asked me to help with the musher staying at our house, so I had two champions stay at my house, Joe May and Libby Riddles. So I'm here today with involved with the Iditarod because I used to run dogs and I still love dogs, but I can't run the dogs like I had air surgeries and I got so I got sick from, I used to run snowshoes, and in 1975 I ran the Serum Run from Caltech to Old Woman, and I was 17 years old. I was a young man then, so subtract the years and you'll get the exact year that I did it, 1975. So with that, I've been involved with pretty much with the Iditarod from the very start, with Richard Burnham and Philip Tucker Simakin. We were all in helping one another in some sort of way, but it was, the race is exciting, and we enjoy the race here in Caltech. We love the sport, and we love the dogs, and we love the people that come here, and it's quite an experience to meet different people. You know, our village is remote, so we don't get a chance to meet a lot of people, and when we do meet people, we make friends with them, and it's a memorable experience for us, and that I'd say thank you to all involved with the with Mark Nordlem, with the Iditarod, and there's a lot of people, I can't think of all their names, but it was quite an experience for us here in Caltech. You know, I know in life is that tomorrow is not promised to anybody, and I know everything is uncertain. Like today, we have this. Well, way back when the Serum Run first started, the academic, it killed a lot of people. Now today, I know for sure, coronavirus is, we know nothing about it, but it's going to be here. And it's another epidemic that came true, like 1925, like the swine flu, the Serum Run epidemic. Now today, it's the coronavirus, and we're really uncertain with the future, but you know, it's what it is, and nobody's guaranteed a life other than today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. With that, I just say thank you, and I wish you all the good luck for the future.